This is the Kitzer of the Sicha on Lag Baomer and Chelek Chav Beis on page 138. Regarding the Simcha of Lag Baomer, there are a few reasons brought for this. One reason is that there were 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that passed away in the time period between Pesach and Shavuos, and on Lag Baomer, Paskul Milamos, they stopped dying. Another reason is Lag Baomer is the Yoim Hilule, the Yartzet of Rashbi, and he requested that on the day of his Yom Hilulah, it should be a day of celebration and joy. The question is, what is the connection between these two different reasons of celebration? Since it's both on the same day, and in Torah, everything is precise, there must be a connection between them. Seemingly, they're sort of opposites. Because Rav Shimon ben Yochai was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiva that remained alive, and as the Gemara tells us, Heim Hemidu Torah, they're the ones that brought Torah back to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the fact that the students stopped dying on this day and Rav Shimon ben Yochai remained alive on this day, that's the opposite of the point that this is the day that Rav Shimon ben Yochai actually passed away, his yahrzeit. The answer is, according to what Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that on the day that a tzaddik passes away from the world, kol ma'isav v'tirasav v'avidasav yesha'av v'kol yamei chayav, the real life of a tzaddik, the true life of a tzaddik, which is his Avedis Hashem, comes to its shleimus, and therefore, on this day, it's all expressed and open and revealed. So the Aved of Rav Shimon ben Yochai that represented the fact that he remained alive, and he was not together with those students that passed away, is uniquely expressed on this day when it's his Yom Hilula, when there's the shleimus of his entire Aveda. So therefore, it's on this day, when Paskul Milamos, that is the yahrzeit also of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that expresses the shleimus of his Aveda, that he wasn't part of those students that passed away. Furthermore, Rav Shimon ben Yochai wasn't only one out of the five that did not pass away, but actually there's something unique about Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He stands out, and his Aveda specifically, he represents something that brings to this Paskul Milamos to not be part of the other students that did pass away. What is this? What is unique about Rav Shimon ben Yochai? So the explanation for this is, let's first see what the Gemara says about the reason why the students of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 of them, passed away in this time period. So the Gemara says, Loinagu kovid ze loze. So the obvious question here is, talking over here about students of Rabbi Akiva that are worthy of being referred to, al pi Teire, as the students of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that said, V'ahavta l'riyacha kamoicha, ze klal gadol b'Teire. How could it be that his own students are not giving the proper respect to one another? So one of the explanations for this is that the students of Rabbi Akiva, each one of them had his understanding of how he learned from his teacher, Rabbi Akiva, how to learn and how to serve Hashem. Each one in their pathway with their understanding. And not only this, they didn't just keep it to themselves. Each one of them was so involved and so immersed in his Aveda that for him it was clear that this is the ultimate way of serving Hashem. And he couldn't see any other way that can rise and come to this level of shleimus and serving Hashem. These are students of Rabbi Akiva that actually know of Rabbi Akiva's koch that he had in V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha, so therefore they weren't happy with the fact that for themselves, they're serving Hashem on the highest level. Their entire focus was to do whatever possible to influence their friends to come to see what they see to be on their level of Avedis Hashem. And this is what happened over here, and therefore I know kovet zeh lezeh, because each one of them was trying to convince the other that his way is the absolute and best way of serving Hashem, and the other couldn't accept it because he saw it from his perspective, that no, that his way is the one that's absolutely correct. And therefore, they each looked at each other that he's missing in the shleimus of his Aveda. And they weren't chas v'shalom people that are echad bepev, echad belev, so there was something lacking in the respect for the other person's Aveda. That's the pshat of Leinogu Kovet Zeh Lezeh. Now this itself is an attribute that they learned from Rabbi Akiva himself. Regarding Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva said to his students, Kol yomai ha'isim mitzdari mosi yavali yadu v'akemenu. His entire life, he was yearning to die al kiddush Hashem, Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is something which includes the entire person. It's not a person that's dedicated to Hashem and to a certain aspect of his life, but it's the entire person. That's also the way the students of Rabbi Akiva were involved in whatever they were doing in Avedas Hashem. Completely evolved with a tshuke, with a mesiris nefesh, to the point that at that moment when you're involved in this Aveda, with all your heart and with all your soul, it's impossible to see that there's anything else. So they couldn't understand that there's another way. However, this type of Aveda is not the real Shleimus, because this Aveda is what's called Rotzi. When a person has a yearning and a desire and a dedication to the point that he's just out of his metzias altogether, to the point of kaleisa nefesh, with mesiris nefesh, but that's not the purpose. The ultimate purpose is that the rotzi should then lead to a shuv, to bring this down, lamato, to be able to apply it, and to be able to bring other people in also. And for this, you have to have an aveda, alpitam vidas, which is with a seder, mesuder. So you have to have the rotzi complemented by the shuv, by bringing it down, settling it into the entity of the world. The Gemara says regarding the students of Rabbi Akiva that after they passed away, because Leinoga covered Zelazev, Oyoilim Shaman, the world was desolate. What this means is their approach in Avedas Hashem, they left the world. They left the world as a desolate place. Their entire Aveda was characterized by their yearning to return to Hashem, not to settle and bring down a Lakus, Bekvius, over here, below. But the other students of Rabbi Akiva, they brought back Tayyid into the world. Their approach was with Shov. And this as well, these five students that remained alive learned from Rabbi Akiva. Because by Rabbi Akiva, which was, as said before, on a very high level of Mesiris Nefesh and Ratzoi, but nevertheless, by him, the Ratzoi was together with Shov. As the Gemara describes regarding Tanoim, that Nichnasu Lepardes, that by Rabbi Akiva, Nichnas B'Sholim, V'Yotza B'Sholim. Meaning that his Ratzoi in the first place was for the purpose of taking that inspiration and level that he went up into, to bring it back down and to apply it here, the Yotze B'Shalom here in this world, that it should add a bigger chayis in his Avedis Hashem here Lamato. And that's what these students took from Rabbi Akiva. We can say, B'derech HaRemez, that this is the reason why, like Boimer, is on Chai Ir. Similar to what the Rabbeim say, that Chai Elul is a day that gives chayis to the entire month of Elul, Chai Ir is a day that gives a chayis into the Aved of Chedesh Ir. The Aved of Chedesh Ir is Gvura. Nisan is Chesed, the second month, Ir is Gvura. The Aved of Gvura is Halah Milmat Talamayla. When a person wants to leave and let go from the material world and go back up to its source, that's Gvura, the Rotzoi. Now, you have the Dargav Rotzoi, where it is for itself, that does not lead to a Shuv. But then you have a deeper Aved of Rotzoi, when the Rotzoi of the person is just for the sake of what Hashem wants out of it, not what he wants out of it. Then the Ratzi is a much deeper Ratzi and it will lead to a Shuv. It will lead to fulfill Hashem's Kavana to bring His presence down here into this world. And therefore, Chai Elul, or in this case, sorry, Chai Ir, is like Baimer, representing the day that Poskum Milamos is that day that brings in this new Chayis into a completely different level and quality to the Aveda of Ratzi, which is to bring the Shechina Da'al Amato through this Ratzi. This Inyan, Rab Shim Beichoy stood out uniquely more than the other students of Rabbi Akiva that remained alive, as we see in what happened in his life. On one hand, Rab Shim Beichoy experienced the ultimate rotzi, to be out of this world completely. He spent 13 years in a cave where he wasn't even able to fulfill certain mitzvahs, literally, only beruchnias. So on one hand, he was in a different world altogether, out of this physical world, ultimate rotzi. At the same time, though, when Rabbi Akiva comes out of the cave, you would expect that he wouldn't be able to relate to the world, but it wasn't that way. Rabbi Shim Ben Choy came out of the cave, and wherever he went, he was helping people, he was relating to people. As the Gemara says, that his son, Rabbi Lazar Machi, would bring affliction and couldn't handle the behavior of people around him. Rabbi Shim Ben Choy, he would heal, he would help everyone, and he asked, is there anything I can do to help for people? Rab Shem Beichoy said about himself, as the Gemara says, that midoisai trumois mitrumis midoisa shal Rabbi Akiva, that his midis are from the best of the best of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, he took from Rabbi Akiva's aveda of nichnas b'shalim v'yatza b'shalim, that he was in the cave, out of this world, in the ultimate ratzoi, but yet he had the ultimate shuv after he came out of the cave. And we see this also in his limudat Torah. Before he went into the cave, the Gemara says his way of learning was makshi. He was asking questions. His father-in-law, Rav Pinchas ben Yoy, gave him answers. 12 answers he gave him for the questions he asked. So we see that Rav Shimon ben Choy was pointing out the flaws in how we learn and how we perceive things in our metzias. When he came out of the cave, it was the other way around. Rav Pinchas Bayar is the one that asked questions, and Rav Shimon ben Chaya was the one that answered and explained and showed how we could understand and grasp what it says in Torah, and he gave 24 answers, which means he even brought it down, Kiflayim L'Tashia, here in this world.